So I am not a big fan of mirrors, to the point where I almost feel like I have an aversion to mirrors. When I wake up in the morning, I look in my mirror in my bathroom and I think, okay, my hair is looking all right and my makeup's on and trying to pep talk myself. And I walk down the hallway and I come to the mirror in my hallway and I find myself picking apart every flaw I can find. The weight I've gained or the zit on my face or my hair needs to be colored. And it ends up going almost like it becomes quicksand. It goes further than that because I feel like it almost becomes a mirror into what I'm perceiving my soul. Because I start seeing my past. I start seeing the mistakes I've made and the flaws. And I find that it just keeps going deeper and deeper. And I'm finding myself in my old self. And realizing that I know the truth. I look in that mirror and I still know. I know that what I'm seeing is actually a distorted version of myself. But I'm almost finding myself actually telling God that no, this is what it is. That he sees me one way and I know it, and this is not what I'm seeing in the mirror. And that image, I know, is not the truth. Because I know what the truth is. I know that God is the creator of all the earth. I know that God is the perfect father, that he's my father, that he loves me more than anything in this world. I know he loved me so much he sent his son to this earth to show me how to live, to love. I know that he died for my sins and forgiveness, that I am completely saved. I don't have to earn anything. It's free. I know the truth. I know he rose from the dead so that I will be with him one day in eternal life. And I have that right here. And I have that Holy Spirit in me. I know who I am in Christ. I know it. So why do I still struggle with this? Why do when I wake up in the mirror and I see, or wake up in the morning and I see the mirror and I instantly go back to those places of my old self? And I think that most of us, if we are Christians, we have that same struggle. And I wonder if yours is not necessarily a mirror. Because for you, maybe that mirror is actually a relationship. That when you see that relationship, that old self all comes back up. You see that old friend and it reminds you of what you used to do. Maybe you see a paycheck. Maybe it's something in your life that you know that you need to get rid of, or a habit that you're finding yourself in. Maybe it's an addiction and you're struggling in that. I find myself just wondering, how does this keep happening? How do I struggle with these things when I know the truth? And I feel like I've been given a little bit of hope in Ephesians. The Apostle Paul shows us these three meaty verses. And I'd love for you to turn with me this morning to Ephesians chapter 4, verses 22 through 24, because I feel like the answer is in there. There's some secret sauce in there. There's a key from that old self to our new self. Read with me. Throw off your old sinful nature and your old former way of life, which is corrupted by lust and deception. Instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. Put on your new nature, created to be like God, truly righteous and holy. And that verse, you can see in verse 22, he talks about our old self and our old nature, the things we did before Christ. And to put on our new self, our new nature. Like taking off an old coat and putting on the new one. That old image in the mirror that's distorted and lies. And putting on what God sees of you. Created in righteousness and holiness. Our verse 22 tells us corrupted through lust and deception. That was our old life. Created in righteousness and holiness. That is our new life. That was what we were created to do, to become more like Christ. The old was based on deceit and lies. I believe that's exactly where Satan wants you, in your old life. But God bases it on his truth, his word, what he says about you, what that image of the mirror really is, and that's him. And I feel like what I have missed maybe is verse 23. The key or the secret to this is renewing of our minds in the spirit. That gap between our old selves and our new selves is to be renewed in the spirit, the Holy Spirit allowing him to wash over us, to wash the old away and to put on this new self. And I think it seems easy to say it, but to do it, to put it in action, that's the hard part. Because our actions don't actually make the change. We can behavioral modification all we want to, but until our hearts and our minds are changed by Christ, we're going to be on an endless cycle. Because our old self wants to come up. It's like ruts in the road, right? That is our comfort zone. That's where we want to be. That's our sinful nature. We want to get back in those ruts. But when we were called out of that by Christ, we were given a new self and a new road, a new nature. But yet, our sinful nature wants to put us back there. And whatever that means to you. So look at me for a second. I feel like you guys are really well attention this morning. This is awesome. I have the great honor of every week, I get to talk with dozens of people every week, whether it's a pastor, as a counselor, as a friend. And I would guess that 90% of what I talk about is this very thing. This renewing of your spirit, that you matter so much more than what you're giving out. Maybe that's a relationship that's not in God's will. Maybe that is some behavior, some action, an addiction, whether it's secret or it's public, that needs to be renewed. Maybe that is where you're not being generous enough and you know it. Or loving your family or talking to your family the way that you should be. You know what it is. Often we have that one situation that irks us. We just all came out of Christmas, right? And we all spent time with our families. And hopefully that was a wonderful and awesome thing. And my family's all on the East Coast, so this is a little different. But I know when I go visit them, I turn into a 5-year-old that they call Maggie. Please don't call me that. But it brings back things of my old self. It even reminds me that my sisters still see me as this teenager who was wild. And it takes me back to that place. I am renewed in Christ. I am a new person today because of Christ. But my comfort zone says, go on back. I believe Satan wants me back there. But I am renewed, and it takes continually renewing your mind. It's not easy. Just like we look at 2016, many of us are making goals. And I would actually ask and maybe even beg you to think of one place that you need renewed in your life. That this could be the thing in 2016 that lasts. I know I made goals for 2016 and not many of them lasted past 2 weeks. But I'm praying today that you will hear this message this morning. Because when we are continually struggling in our mind, when we allow the Holy Spirit to wash over us, we become different. We are renewed in our spirit. And if I could give you just one example, last week the sermon, the challenge was to think of that one person, or maybe that one situation that gave you a pit in the stomach. That one, if that person's phone number came across your caller ID, you would know something's wrong, or it would disturb you. And I realized after that sermon, that one person that's been mine for a while no longer is. And it's because of this very thing. I asked God for this one thing. I asked continually every day. It's something that I kind of feel like I get hit up with. It shows up places, almost like Satan's trying to put it in front of me. And I have continually asked the Holy Spirit to renew me. And I realized last Sunday that he has. and then I no longer think of that person and get a pit in my stomach. Today, I feel like I actually pray for them, I hope the best for them, and when I see them, it's not the same thing. When I started preparing for the sermon, I actually also decided to take on my mirror. I see mirrors everywhere. There's like 3 in the foyer I have to pass every day. And I decided that every time I looked in that mirror, I would be reminded of who I am in Christ. That no longer, even if I see that image and I want to start picking out the flaws, I know that's a distorted version. And God sees me differently, and I'm so glad. He sees me. I know that I am new in Him, and so are you. You are worth so much more sometimes, and even the things that come out of our mouths are our actions. And we can be renewed in that. Would you pull out your bulletin insert this morning? If you don't have one, I put extra ones in the back just in case. But this is one way that you can apply your faith in action by doing and continually doing. On there it says, God says I am. And you've probably seen this before. And I will guarantee you I will probably preach on it again one day. Because I find it so important. Here you can be reminded what God says I am. Accepted that you don't have to prove your worth. You are worth it. You are worthy. God says so. God says you are His friend. You are never alone. Which means you don't have to go searching for a relationship that God has not given you. You are hidden in Christ. You are forgiven. There is no shame left for you when you've accepted Jesus. You are secure in who you are and not what the world says you are. I struggle. I'm a woman. I'm guessing there's probably men that struggle too. What Hollywood tells me I'm supposed to look like. But God says that I am perfect and loved and holy and secure in Him. And I would challenge you to put this up somewhere, whether that's on your mirror, in your car, on your refrigerator, and be reminded and renewed in your spirit every single day that this is the truth of God. This is what God says you are. And the world can't. Your old self does not need to come back when we are renewed in who we are in Christ. So friends, as the worship team comes up and we enter into a time of prayer, I would love to pray for you over Philippians 4:8, asking God to renew our minds and to continually remind us who we are. Philippians 4:8. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Lord, I pray that you would renew our minds today and every day. That when we're in our Bibles, when we are praying, when we're reading your scripture, Lord, I pray that you would renew us for that one thing this year, that one place that we need to see your hand. And I pray boldly, Lord, that you would change our lives in 2016 and what you can do through your Holy Spirit, that we put our own caps on this life, that you have no cap. You have no ceiling, Lord. I pray boldly that you would change our lives through your word, through this word, and through knowing who we are in you. And Father, we pray these things in your Son's name. Amen.